when I'm angry. But you know what? I've seen people in real life, I think they were going to turn green on me. Amen. Well, we're going to talk about this second part of anger. Next week, we're going to do fear, because fear and anger go hand in hand on what it does to the body. So we're going to kind of go back and forth, and I'm not going to keep you long. If you do, don't get angry. We'll be all right. Ma'am. Okay, that's cool. Okay. All right, here we go. Anger. Nuts and bolts of anger. Now, the first part of this, the first five are from last week, so I'm just going to read over it, and then we're going to go on into this week's. Verse 5 is from last week, but it's anger is a gift from God. Wow. I said that last week, anger is a gift from God, and I got the craziest looks. Amen. Anger is a gift from God because anger is a motivational gift. It's an emotion. God gave us emotions to enhance our life. So because God gave us emotions to enhance our life, wouldn't it be hard to go through life with no emotions? It'd be kind of boring, wouldn't it? Amen? When I think about it, it just drives me crazy when I see guys over in the communist states, and it seems like a lot of those guys are just emotionalists, or like in the Holocaust, you see these people, they just had no emotions, they were numb. Life is already bad, but that with stuff like that going on with no emotions, it makes it worse. Anger is a gift from God to motivate us to action. Anger and fear both have similar effects on our bodies. The positive is it is energy to resolve problems. Is if you see something going on outside that's driving you crazy, if it's driving you crazy, if something's making you angry, more than likely if something's making you angry, if you take the proper perspective, what the anger's there for is to help you to handle the situation Now, negatively, you've handled the situation in a bad way. Positive, you've handled it in a good way. It's like there's not a problem with going out there and standing in front of an abortion clinic because it makes you angry. And say, God is life. But it is something if the anger has you take a gun and shoot the abortion doctor. Okay, there's a big difference. Okay? So now, here we go. Negative. It's like what's going on in Missouri right now. They said if you want to protest, protest in the daytime, because as you protest at night, what you're doing is you're opening the doors for people that actually want to take advantage of this to loot and to rob. And so these guys aren't there to protest what went on with that, but they're there because they want to take advantage of the confusion so they can steal and they can hurt. Now, people are getting hurt. The police are being hurt. Other people are being hurt. There's shots going on. There's all kinds of things going on. And again, if you're angry, positive angry, there's nothing wrong with protesting. They're walking around with their hands up, protesting. That's their right. Okay? But when you go breaking in stores and tearing stuff out and ruining stores and catching them on fire, now it's a negative anger. And God does not get a bit of glory out of that. Not one bit. And it doesn't solve any problems. All it does is complicate the problem. So now, that's a perfect example. And also, once they started showing the tapes of this guy strong-arming himself, the way they had him painted to start with, is like, and I'm not saying good, bad, or ugly what he did. I'm saying is they had it like he was some innocent guy that walked around and was doing good all the time, and you find out he was just got into a store and robbed a store. You know, strong-armed him way through the store. So again, and I'm going to talk about that too right here. I honestly don't know enough about it to get on one side or the other. All I can say is, I can say for surety, it's okay, anger, it's okay to go out there and protest. Okay, if that's how you feel about it, it's okay to protest. That's our right as an American citizen. But going in those stores, busting down the stores, beating people up, beating up other police officers, that is negative. And if it's used improper right here, and allowed to get out of control, it can cause more problems. And that's exactly what it's doing. It's causing more and more problems. Wow. That's crazy. Crazy. No, that's what I'm saying. And also, there's some crazy mess going on. Okay, so now, when it gets out of control, it causes more problems to the situation and to our health. So here's the nuts and bolts of anger. Anger, this is from last week. I'm going to go through it real quick. If you have a question, raise your hand. If you don't, we're just going to keep right on going until we get to this week's. Anger is energy to resolve problems and to bring justice. Positive. Since we are made in the image of God, we must learn to use anger correctly as God does. Nahum 1:3 says, God is slow to anger and great in power and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm and in the clouds or the dust of his feet. Number two, the wrong use of anger can be destructive, negative. Proverbs 14:29, people with understanding control their anger, but a hot temper shows great foolishness. Number three, we can control the amount of our anger by our perception of what we see, positive or negative. Again, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Number four, we must refuse to react in a situation, but take time to think it through and respond to it. James 1:19 says, understand this, my beloved brother, let every man be quick to hear, a ready listener, slow to speak, and slow to take offense and to get angry. Number five, if we cannot resolve the problem, we are to give it and our anger to God. Romans 12:19, beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay or requite, says the Lord. And that was from last week. Here's part two. Starts here with number six. Here is a hard one. Probably the hardest of all. Sometimes it's best to drop our anger. Wow. You know what it takes? A mature Christian to do this. Because an immature Christian